Striptease by Hermet, read by Night Tracer. A not fic, Stripper Brandon, AU. Ready? Beedon is an awesome stripper. When he first comes to audition, he's loud and goofy and slightly awkward and tiny and has bad hair. And Spencer is like, lol, 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 no. But then, Brandon gets on stage and it's like he's magic or something. Spencer literally cannot look away from him. He's still slightly awkward and goofy, but he's so charismatic that everyone in the club, like Greta, the bartender, has just gone totally silent, and they're just standing there staring at him. Afterwards, Brandon sort of shuffles over to his clothes and scoops them up, and then walks over to Spencer without even getting dressed. And Spencer is having a hard time concentrating while Brandon is standing there in his bright purple underwear, clutching his ratty old t-shirt to his chest. But he eventually manages to choke out, "Can you start Friday?" Brandon grins, huge and blinding, and is like, "Yes, yes, I totally can. Awesome. You're so awesome." And then bounds out of the room, and it's a good 20 minutes before Spencer can stand up. Okay, so Brandon starts working for Spencer, stripping and serving drinks when he's not on stage. He's great at both and quickly becomes one of the club's top performers. He's also super easy to work with, and he has a pretty open schedule and works as many hours as Spencer will schedule him for, except he almost always wants Saturday off. It's sort of a pain in the ass because Saturday is their big money night, and he doesn't really get why Brandon, who seems desperate for the hours, always wants Saturday off, but whatever. Spencer does his best to give Brandon the time off he requests, and Brandon always gives him these sweet smiles when he sees the schedule board. So it's all worth it. Brandon has this friend, tall, dark, and handsome, who comes with him a lot when he's working. He doesn't drink, and he doesn't buy dances. He just sits in the back and watches Brandon like a hawk. And Spencer is like, boyfriend? Bodyguard? He tries not to care. It doesn't matter, because don't fuck the talent is pretty much Spencer's number one rule. Unfortunately, that's a little easier said than done, because Brandon is, well, he's Brandon, and Spencer wants him. He tries to stay totally professional, but it's not exactly easy. He thinks that if he could have him once, maybe he could get it out of his system. He says as much to Ryan. His best friend, beat poet, comes to the club all the time and sits at the bar and makes moon eyes at Greta, who is like, wow, that's a horrible idea. I think you need to extricate yourself from the situation. And Spencer's like, I'm not going to fire him. And Ryan is like, yeah, no. I just meant you need to get out of the club. You need some breathing room. And Spencer waffles back and forth, but eventually agrees to leave the club to Zach, the bouncer, one night. He lets Ryan drag him out to a coffee shop for this open mic night. And guess who just happens to be there performing? Turns out, Brandon on stage in a mankini has nothing on Brandon on stage with a guitar. After Brandon performs, he comes off stage all flushed and pink and sees Spencer and waves like crazy. Then the tall dude is right there taking the stage and making some crack about Brandon. And Brandon is shaking his hair out of his face and winding his way over to Ryan and Spencer's table. Ryan just sort of raises his eyebrows and excuses himself to get a cup of coffee. And Spencer winds up sitting and talking with Brandon for all of Dallin's set. And seeing Brandon talk about music is like nothing in the whole entire world. He's lit up and animated and earnest and whoops. Now Spencer doesn't just want to put his dick in Brendan's mouth. He wants to put his feelings in Brendan's feelings. Dallin finishes and comes over to their table. And Brendan is like, fuck me. How have I never introduced you guys? Dallin, my boss Spencer. Spencer, this is my best friend Dallin. And it's like a steel band around Spencer's chest suddenly pops. And he can get a deep breath again. Right. Okay, so maybe Brendan mentions, in passing, some show that he wants to see that's happening out of state or something, and that he wishes he could go, but he doesn't have a car. Spencer has a really nice car, and while it's probably a stupid idea, he offers to drive Brendan. Brendan is like, wow, that's... Are you serious? Spencer's brain is like, no. But his mouth is like, yeah, sure. I love whatever band. So after he closes the club down that night, he goes home and opens up Ticketmaster and buys the two best seats that he can find. Blah, blah, they go to the show. It's amazing. Brandon is amazing. They both get smashed on really bad, really expensive drinks and have to get a hotel room. Spencer thinks that he could probably drive, thinks that he's probably higher on the music and on Brandon being pressed, sweaty and close all night than he is off the alcohol, but he just pulls his phone out and finds the nearest hotel. They flag down a cab to take them to the hotel. And in the back, Brendan keeps talking about the show, hands flapping. He's so animated, and his eyes are bright, and his skin is flushed pink. And Spencer wants to see how far the colour goes down his chest. They should probably both be exhausted, but Spencer's body is thrumming. He pays for the hotel room. Brendan tries to pay for half, but Spencer just puts a hand over his mouth and holds him close to his side. And Brendan stops struggling and just melts into him. And then they take the elevator up to their room. The walls of it are mirrored, and in them, Spencer can see Brendan standing next to him, watching Spencer watch him. They're both breathing hard. And Spencer feels like he's going to vibrate right out of his skin. The elevator pings. The doors open, and Brendan steps out. He walks down the hall and stops in front of room 327, and Spencer steps up behind him and leans past him, hand on Brendan's hip to steady himself, to unlock the door. Neither of them have pyjamas, but Brendan has the band t-shirt he bought at the show. He offers it to Spencer, but Spencer just shakes his head and goes into the bathroom. Strips down to his boxers and undershirt and brushes his teeth with the cheap little toothbrush he got from the receptionist. After he's done, he goes out and sits down on the edge of the bed. One bed. What the fuck was he thinking? And listens to Brendan moving around in the bathroom. His palms are sweating all over the bedspread. Then the bathroom light clicks off. And Brendan walks out. He's wearing his new t-shirt, still creased with wrinkles from being folded for so long, and faded, grey boxer briefs. The room is dim, just the small bedside lamp casting a pale, golden glow over everything. But Spencer can still see the hesitation all over Brendan's face. He opens his mouth. To what? He's not exactly sure. And then, Brendan is crossing the room in four quick strides, climbing into Spencer's lap and tipping his chin up and kissing him. There are about 1,000 things Spencer could say, like, "Are you sure?" and "What about work?" But none of them matter. They both know this has been coming for a long, long time. And now that it's here, Spencer is going to grab it with both hands. He slides his hands up Brendan's back, skimming the edges of his t-shirt up. Brendan's skin is hot and a little damp with sweat, and pretty much the most amazing thing Spencer has ever touched. He drags his hands down and cups Brendan's ass, and then slides back on the bed, taking Brendan with him. Brendan makes a noise of protest into Spencer's mouth, but lets himself be dragged backwards, kissing Spencer the entire time. He's got his hands in Spencer's hair, and his legs are bracketing Spencer's hips, and Spencer never wants to be anywhere else ever again. He falls back on the bed and slips a thumb underneath the bottom of Brendan's boxer briefs, rubs it gently over Brendan's thigh. Brendan shivers against him and pushes him further into the bed. And then there are sexy times, topping from the bottom. What? Brendan has condoms and packets of lube in his wallet, and wow. Spencer doesn't know if he should be jealous as hell or turned on. Then, Brendan slides a finger between his legs, and Spencer decides to go with turned on. He wraps a hand around Brendan's wrist so that he can feel it flex as Brendan opens himself up. They are both breathing hard, and by the time Brendan rolls the condom down Spencer's dick, Spencer is about 4 seconds from coming. He braces his hands on Brendan's hips and bites down on his lip as Brendan works Spencer's dick into himself. So they fuck, and it's awesome, and Brendan tosses off all over Spencer's chest. And Spencer tries to grab Brendan's t-shirt to wipe the mess off, but Brendan grabs his wrist and is like, "You fuck, don't even think about it." And Spencer laughs and pulls Brendan down on top of him for kissing, which gets Brendan's chest filthy too. They shower together and then fall into bed naked, damp towels forgotten on the hotel carpet. They wake up in the morning, and Spencer has a moment of blinding panic. Oh shit! What did I do? What did I do? But before he has a chance to really settle into it, Brendan is groaning and rolling out of bed and landing on the floor with a thump. He's bleary-eyed and knocking shit off the table, fumbling around for his glasses or coffee. Jesus fucking Christ. Spencer, where is the coffee? And he's still just Brendan. And they're still just the pair of them, only better and more awesome. Because now Spencer is allowed to put his hands in Brendan's hair and rub at his temples the way he wants to. Brendan makes happy little noises and presses up into the touch. And Spencer thinks, this. They splash their faces and pull on yesterday's sweaty clothes, and then go and check out of their room and find a gas station where Brendan gets like 2 of the biggest coffees they have and a pack of chocolate donuts and some Twizzlers and a Red Bull. And Spencer is like, "My God, man." And Brendan is like, "Shut your fucking mouth. Oh God, coffee, why did you leave me? Why did you go away?" And he starts singing it, a little song, as Spencer pays for his own modest cup of coffee and banana. They climb back in the car, and Brendan is like, curled around the coffee. And Spencer can't help but grin at him, can't help but reach over and press his thumb to the mouth-shaped bruise he left on Brendan's neck last night. Brendan looks up and flashes a smile at Spencer and tilts his head to one side so that Spencer can spread his hand out over Brendan's skin. "Yeah," he says. "Yeah," Brendan replies. He finishes his first cup of coffee and tosses the cup in the back seat. Spencer rolls his eyes and cranks up the radio while Brendan rolls his window down and sticks his arm out to catch the breeze. Yay! The end.